Good morning. There were some breaks in the clouds overnight last night, and in those places with a deep snowpack, temperatures dropped back into the lower to mid-20s. Still other locations in the upper 20s and lower 30s to start out, with dry weather across the region. Clouds, while thin this morning and allowing some sunshine through in spots, will tend to thicken up during the morning and especially this afternoon, as the next disturbance swings through the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and eventually into southern parts of Ontario. On this track, a southeast wind flow will develop, and that'll start to stir things up in the atmosphere. It'll also bring more moisture in, and by the end of the day, we could see a few scattered rain showers. Overnight tonight, as the system draws closer, more numerous rain showers around. And in some of the colder mountain valleys, we may see some icy spots overnight. Sleet and freezing rain, not out of the question. And first thing tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will mainly be in the middle and upper 30s and above freezing, but some of those normally cooler spots could be right around 32 during the overnight period. Milder air in place again tomorrow with scattered rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Then as that system clears on by for Thursday, we'll have more in the way of sunshine. Clouds, though, will still be mixed in, and with a breeze off of the Great Lakes, we run the risk at a few scattered snow showers. Highs on Thursday, though, will be close to 40 degrees. Dry weather on Friday and into Saturday with highs back into the 30s with high pressure in control. And another disturbance will head our way for the second half of the weekend, bringing us the chance for some light snow on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that series of Pacific storm systems will continue to move inland one after the other into the Pacific Northwest and California, keeping much-needed rainfall in the forecast through the middle of the week. These systems will be weaker than the major storm that was out there last week, but potent enough to generate periods of moderate to locally heavy rain and significant mountain snow. Winter weather advisories are in effect for the Sierra Nevada mountains, with high surf advisories out for the Southern California coast. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gaspé, Quebec, Canada, at 2:52 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Hobart Airport in Australia at 1:12 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 28. 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 3 at Conrad, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain developing this afternoon in the upper 40s, Boston mostly cloudy with drizzle in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 35, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero snowfall. For the month, 12.1 inches, and that's 6.5 inches above average. And 24.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 16 inches above average. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 506. That's one above average. And 1,781 for the season, which is 128 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 55, set in 1971. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1917. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few showers possible by evening, with highs in the mid to upper 30s today. Cloudy with rain showers tonight. Also, though, pockets of sleet and freezing rain, particularly in the mountain valleys, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with showers developing late this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Increasing clouds today with showers developing late this afternoon and highs near 40. More showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with showers developing late this afternoon and highs near 40. More showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with showers developing late this afternoon and highs around 40. More showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, just a few scattered showers around, maybe some snowflakes in the mountains in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered snow showers Thursday, breezy with highs near 40. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, back into the mid and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance for some light snow Sunday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.